On the Haggadah, the Divrei Haggadah. Next week we'll learn some more from the Divrei Haggadah. Okay, let's see. This is something which caught my attention. I found it very, very nice. That same Haggadah I told you from yesterday, it's called Ranu. I'm going to bring in the Haggadah. I'll bring in the Sefer. I'll show you who the Mechaber is. It's a very beautiful idea. And he says the following Yisait. It says in the Pasuk of Golos Mitzrayim is, we went into a land, my Efsi is going to help me, Be'eretz Loy Lohem, Ger Yezaracha, Be'eretz Loy Lohem, Va'avodom, V'inu Oysam. So this Sefer, this Mechaber, it's called Ronu Liyakov. I'm going to bring in the Sefer called Ronu Liyakov. Unbelievable, unbelievable Sefer, off the charts. Guy is just so brilliant, it's hard to grasp some of the amazing things that he presents.
Is it Haggadah?
It's really a Sefer on the Mo'adim. It's a Sefer on the Mo'adim. I'll tell you a little secret. Don't tell anyone. The best stuff on the Haggadah, you're not going to find in the Haggadahs. You're going to find in Svarim. You're going to find in people who write on the Mo'adim, or on the Parsha, you're not going to find it in the Haggadahs. Haggadahs, you're going to find run-of-the-mill. You're going to find good stuff. The good stuff you have to save. You'll find it throughout the year. You'll find the Vart in the middle of nowhere or on Pesach on the Sedra. That's where you're going to find the best stuff. So this is not on the Haggadah. He actually has a section on the Haggadah, but it's part of a larger set which goes through the Mo'adim. And he writes, says this something very interesting. I think it opens up a lot of different ideas in the Haggadah. The Ikar Yisoid of Golus is Yodoya Teda Kiger Yihye Zaracha Bi Eretz Loilohem Vavodum the Inu Oisam Arba Meoshana. He says there are three different parts to the Golus. First part was Bi Eretz Loilohem. The second part is Vavodum, and the third part is Vi Inu Oisam. How many years were Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? What was the total number of years? 210 years. So he makes a calculation. From the 210 years can be divided into three numbers. 70, 54, and 86. Miriam was born 86 years before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chazal tells us explicitly, do we know why she was called Miriam? Bitter? Was Miriam's Lashon of Mar? Because the day that she was born was when the Sheba began. And what do we mean by Sheba? We mean you don't have a choice. If you do not want to work, we will execute you. You will be killed. You don't have a choice. That was the beginning of the bitterness of the Sheba, which took place exactly 86 years before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Go back 54 years. The 54 years before, it was called Va'avodum. We had to work. We weren't tortured, but we had to work. It wasn't a choice. The first 70 years, though, was Be'eretz Loy Lohem. Now that means how many years was Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael came into Mitzrayim, for how many years was Yosef still alive? Well, Yaakov was alive only for 17 years. So he says 70. He says number 70.
Well, all right, but he was 39 and
approximately 70 years.
You don't know what month.
From the time when Klal Yisrael came into Mitzrayim until the time of Yosef's Petira was 70 years. During those 70 years, Klal Yisrael had free reign. They didn't have to work. They were koilim. You can do whatever you want. If you had money, if you had in your possession assets from whatever, no one said boo. You did whatever you want. When Yosef died, things changed. Paro started telling the people, listen, you know, you have to also do your part. You want to be citizens in Egypt? You got to do your part. You have to join the economy. You have to serve in the army, and it'll be good to you. We're not going to torture you. You're a citizen. You work. You'll have a very good life, and there's not going to be any consequences. You know, everything we worked because we wanted to work. Then after 54 years between 70 and the next 54 years, then there was a change of tune when Paro said the Inui Oisam. three different degrees, three different tekufos of Yitzias Mitzrayim.
When was Vayokem El Chodosh?
Asheloida, that was probably 86. That was 86 after year. That was Miriam.
After the
70, after 54. Yosef died. I don't know exactly. I don't know. You have to figure. But this is what it says in the pasuk: Ger be'eretz loy lohem. That's number one. It was just not our land, but business as usual. The Yaakov Avinu's children, whatever they did in Eretz Canaan, that's what they did in Mitzrayim, in Goshen. The Eretz loy lohem. But everything is fine. It's kilu living in Eretz Yisrael. Then came Vavodom. No. Shut down the koilim. Everyone has to go to work. What do you think this is over here? You got to go to work. And if you work, it'll be good. We're going to give you bonuses. We're going to give you good money. And you're not going to feel that we're taking advantage of you. You're going to be happy to work. But it's different. It's already, you're not your own boss. You're not your own boss. It's not like it was the first 70 years. And then came the Inuyosa. Then came your slaves. Your slaves. And the money that you earn is not yours. We take the money for ourselves.
And the type of work.
Torture. It was a whole different one. This is very critical, but very powerful yisoyit on stim goals. Three tukufas. Eretz lo elohem, number one. Va'avodum, number two. Ve'inui oisam. Opens up a whole new world in the Haggadah. Now, first of all, right off the bat, now he doesn't say this part, so I'm now trying to extrapolate. L'cha'oira, that's why we have three different things. Kol mi shoyamar shloisha dvarim halalu lo yotzei dechay vasei. Pesach matzah morer. What is Pesach? Pesach mitzad echad is a korban to Hashem. Mitzad sheni, it is the avodah zarah, the rejection of the avodah zarah of Egypt. That corresponds, Pesach corresponds to the first 70 years. The first 70 years we're living in Eretz loy lohem. But we're not doing what they're doing. We're living in America. America has a culture. There are things about the culture which are kineged kol ha-tarakula. But chastei Hashem, it's freedom of religion. We don't have to do what they do. We don't have to do what they do. They can do whatever they want to do. We'll do whatever we want to do. That's part of the nation. That's the constitution. Freedom of religion. But the whole country, they celebrate 4th of July and they do this and do that and this and that and all of these concepts and these things. Mamish, kineged kol ha-tarakula. It's usser, usser, usser. Okay, so it's usser, but just don't do it. Don't do it, and your father will be very happy. You can live in this country. So what really is it? We live in a land that's not ours. We reject Mishku Yideicha Minu Avodah Zarah. We reject their idolatry. And we take that same animal, and we bring it as a korban to Hashem. We take the opportunities that Golus provides, the Eretz Lo Elohem, and we use it L'Avodah Hashem. Right? That is Pesach. Pesach mitzad echad is an idol, mitzad echad is a korban. But it's your choice. It's your choice. Reject the idolatry and take the animal and offer it as a sacrifice to Hashem. No one's torturing you. No one's causing you any harm. Pesach corresponds to the first 70 years. Matzah. What's matzah? Matzah panosa. Kiloy al halechem levadoy yichyeh adam. You don't have a choice. What you're going to get a check in the mail every week? You got to work. Life, that's the way the world goes. You have to earn your keep. There's no free money. There's no free lunch. You got to work. Matzah. Matzah is lechem. Matzah is lechem. It's an esayon. When you're oisek in making parnasa and you're not in koilel, you know, haneg ben minig derech eretz. It's not easy. It's not easy. You're taking away time that you would otherwise devote to develop your relationship with Hashem. At least you think, and you have to shift gears and sanctify Hashem through parnasa. But no one's torturing you. No one's torturing you. It's a different mahalich. In the midbar, they sat in Kol for 40 years. They came into Eretz Yisrael. Haneg bohem minig derech eretz. We were in Egypt. We had 70 years when it was Allah Torah v'Allah Avoda, and to be careful not to be influenced by the environment, that's Pesach. The next 54 years was, we had to make parnasa. We had no choice. Things changed. They shut down the koilim. We had to make parnasa. And we made parnasa. But you know, making parnasa in Golos is not the same like making parnasa in Eretz Yisrael. When you go make parnasa in Golos and you go on the train every day and you go in Times Square and you go among the Goyim, it's a whole different reality than when you're making parnasa, when you're surrounded by everyone who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvah. It's a whole different world. It's a Golos. But it's lechem, it's matzah. Matzah is lechem. It's lechem oini. It's difficult. It's better. Then comes the inui oisam. Smarar. Marar. They changed their tune. We're now slaves. Torture began. And also answers the age old question, why in this order? It should be marar, matzah. Or more or Pesach matzah, whatever. But whatever you want to say, the order is wrong.
Well, Pesach should be last.
Whatever, yeah, Pesach. So the whole, but surely matzah and marah is out of order. It should first be more than his matzah. It's eyes. It answers. It puts everything in perspective. Also, I think this also ties in well. Ties into at least to some degree the thing that we discussed 2 days ago, the idea of the three parts of the Haggadah. The contributions of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Sarah rejected Yishmael, which we explained it means a rejection of Avodah Zarah. Avraham and Sarah was Avodah Zarah. Avraham, he destroyed the idols, and Sarah got rid of Yishmael, which was the shlemus of getting rid of, that's not for now, but removing Yishmael from the equation is the shlemus of removing idolatry. Yishmael is a sniff. It's like an extension of Avodah Zarah. When Sarah said, Goresh is ben ha'oma azaz ki lo yirash im b'dim Yitzchak, she removed the mid of leitzonus. The ultimate leitz in Klal Yisrael is Yishmael. The whole essence of Yishmael ad hayoim hazeh is to say, Klal Yisrael is illegitimate. This is not your land. The outrageous lies. Right? Isn't that what Yishmael is? It's not our land. It's Jerusalem belongs to Har Bayis, belongs to the most outrageous lies. This is today. And where does it come from? Yishmael. Yishmael said, Me Avi Melech, Nisabra Sarah. Sarah was pregnant, not from Avram, was pregnant from Avi Melech. Outrageous lies. Outrageous lies is the essence of Avodah Zarah. To say that a piece of stone is my God is outrageous. Where do you get such chutzpah, such foolishness to say that? You need the mid of leitzonus. Avraham, he took all the idols of his terach, he smashed them. But it still lingered in Avraham's child, Yishmael. Which means, okay, Avraham consciously, you got rid of all the idols. But lurking in the background, you have a child, Yishmael, who's a leitz. Who says, Me'avimelech Nisabra Sarah? If you're going to allow Yishmael to be part of Klal Yisrael in the future, a partnership of Yishmael and Yitzchak, guess what's going to happen? Avodah Zarah is going to resurface more than ever. Because Yishmael is a tinge remnant of your Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, that's within you because that's what Avodah Zarah is, outrageous lies. A stone is my God. Sarah Imenu is credited for the insight to mimashlim the avoida of Avram ki lo yirash im bini im Yitzchak. What does that correspond to? That corresponds to the first 70 years. That's the first part of the Agada, Avodah Imenu l'Faro. That's the first 70 years. The first 70 years was the rejection of idolatry. Nothing more than that. We're living in the Eretz Loi Lohem. It's not our land. This is a land that belongs to the Egyptians. Egypt, they worship idols. They worship idols. When we celebrate the first part of the Haggadah, the first thing that we focus on in the Haggadah is the first 70 years was a tribute, the koyach of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Be'eretz Lo Elohem, reject idolatry. The next, now let's jump to the last years. Let's go, it's not in order what I'm saying, but I think it's really true. What was the last 86 years is Inui. Who does that correspond to? That clearly responds to Esav. Esav wanted to kill. Esav was out to murder. He wanted to obliterate. He was chalishing to kill Yaakov Avinu. He sent the Lifas. He arba meos ish imoi. He was Bechol Dar Vadar. Who did the Who's the Holocaust? Esav. Who were the Crusades? Esav. Who the Inquisition? Esav. Esav. Who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Esav. Esav, Esav, Esav. They want to destroy us. That's the Inu Yosav. That's really the second part of the Haggadah. Now, here's what's really interesting. Is what's the middle part of the Haggadah? The middle part of the Haggadah, I don't know. Who gets credit for the second? Who's the one who got rid of Esav? Rivka. Now, when we went back 2 days ago, what did Rachel and Leah contribute to Klal Yisrael? What did they contribute? What was their contribution? If Sarah made a contribution, and Rivka made a contribution, what did Rachel and Leah contribute? They said, Nochriyos Anu. We're strangers. We don't want to have anything to do with Lavan. Yaakov was on very good terms with Lavan. Yaakov is always making deals with him, is always schmoozing with him, is always having conversation. They're very good, Yaakov Avinu is the jolly guy. He's very jolly with. But Rachel and Leah? Nochrios. We don't want anything to do with this guy, our father. Garnish from garnish. Why? Why? Because what is Lavan? Lavan is materialism. Money, money, money. It's money is not everything. Money is the only thing. This is the essence of Lavan. And what did Rachel and Leah contribute? They said, Yaakov, our husband, you don't get it. What are you talking to this guy? What are you making a galate? What are you doing with this guy? Nochriyosanu. Lanu ulevanenu. Let's get rid of this guy. That's the contract. That's matzah. That's the 54 years. What was the 54 years? Parnasa. No one's torturing you. Geshnacha parnasa. You live a good parnasa. You make money. The danger of having a good parnasa and being a CEO. Every year was a CEO in a company, Fortune 500 company, and everyone was making a killing. That's very dangerous. That's very dangerous because when you get... You're making too much money and things are getting going too good. Vayishman yeshurin vayivot. So the middle 54 years corresponds to Lavan, Rachel and Leah, Lavan, Bikei, Shlaka, Resakol. That's matzah. That's the matzah. The danger of a good parnasa. The Morar is Esav, Rivka. And Pesach is the first 70 years. The first 70 years of Avraham and Sarah. Okay, stop there.
This is the Ikkabod from the Avodah Minmaksim.
Not the Sefer. This is the quote. It's called Ranu Liyakov. Ranu Liyakov.
Ranu?
Ranu. Reishnun Ranu. Reishnun Rav. Yeah. I'm going to bring it and I'll show you. Ranu Liyakov.
When you use the flashlight for B'dikas Chametz, after the Nair, so can it be any kind of flashlight, or you shouldn't do it in LED?
Obviously,